as we go to the table of the Lord this day, I want to go back to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Now, you've heard this chapter, you've heard this readings oftentimes as we go to the table. And today, perhaps, a little wider view, a little brighter view of He to whom we are to remember at this table might come into focus. King James reads in the beginning, "Who has believed our report? I've shared with you in the past." And it says, literally, how few have amened our report, how few have had no doubt about our report. And it says, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Which is none other than Jesus, as he goes on to describe Christ in his first coming, 700 years before the birth of Jesus. It says, he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with griefs. And we, as it were, hid our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. If you looked at the life of Jesus Christ, without the eternal perspective, without a view of him through God's word, you see only a man condemned, who died being condemned. You see only a man who was an abject failure in the natural. But through God's word, we gain understanding and discernment about who he really was. And why he suffered and died the way he did. It's explained in the next verses. It says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. It really is a poor translation of the King James. It says he bore our sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities. And he carried away the pains thereof. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And I'm going to go into transliteration. And that which was required for our shalom was upon him. And Isaiah declares 700 years before, and Peter declares after the fact of the crucifixion, that with his stripes we were healed. Verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. A better description of sin, I don't think it's available. I think God is right on point. And we sheep, who have all gone our own way, and we sinners, who have all gone our own way, God declares that the Lord laid on him all, or it literally it says, laid on him the iniquity of us all. Not only did he take our sins, but he took our sicknesses as well. This is what we are to remember when we come to this table. The symbols being in front of us, the cup and the broken bread, the symbol of his broken body. And the cup, the blood that was shed for us, the life that was given for us. If we go down to the 11th verse, and we put names instead of pronouns, we should read, God shall see the travail of Jesus' soul and shall be satisfied. By the knowledge of Jesus shall, or by the knowledge of God shall my righteous servant, that is Jesus, justify or righteousify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. King James reads, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. He, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. And if we left it there, I might despair of the benefits of what Jesus did. Because the translation says, I will divide him a portion with the great. That leaves me out. I don't know about you. It leaves me out. And it says, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Oh. I won't diminish my faith. But in the natural, strong is probably not a good adjective to describe me. But if we will go to the Hebrew, this word great, the root speaks of abundance. It speaks of what will be divided, not with whom it'll be divided. And this word strong doesn't speak of an individual. The word means numerous. Therefore, I will divide him with great abundance, and he shall divide the spoil with numerous. I know in our walk we don't find many who have amen the report, but God's view says with numerous. And what he's going to divide is abundant. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, neither has entered into the minds of men what God has in store for those who wait for him, Isaiah says later on. Paul says for those who love him. At this table, we, to whom the arm of the Lord, that is Jesus, has been revealed, and come to this table remembering him and what he has done. Abundance. It says, he's the heir of all things. Numerous. God will fill eternity with those who trust him. This act of faith in coming to the table of the Lord and remembering Jesus as we lift this cup, of whom it is declared in Hebrews that by himself purged our sins. And taking it with joy because of that understanding. And by this act, we do, amen, God's report of Jesus. Take the cup, thanking God for his grace. Take the bread also. And thanking God, even if it's in the midst of sickness, like the psalmist of this morning, we shall remember him, who is the health of our salvation. Now he had to talk to himself, and we, because with the heart believe, make expression with the mouth, make declaration with the mouth, and as we take this bread, we put our mouth in agreement with God and say that with his stripes we were healed in Jesus.